Welcome to the Bill and Rookie Podcast. It's the 28th of April, 2021. My brother's birthday today. I'm making sure I got to call him later, although I don't believe he called me on my birthday. But that's beside the point.
You'll be the bigger guy.
Anyway,
right. You'll take the higher road.
Now that I think about it, my mom didn't even call me on my birthday this year. That's true.
Oh, well, at least if you went to visit your mom, she'd probably be there.
That's true. She will be there. And that's what I want to talk about today. I think I'm going to do that in July or sometime this summer. And I'm thinking I want to drive down to South Carolina so I can take Rhino with me.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to figure out, and I haven't really checked it out yet, but I'm trying to figure out the best way to do that. Have you ever traveled like that? Do you take Tanner with you when you go out west, or what did you do with him last time he drove?
Yes and no. I mean, yeah, usually he travels with us. He will not be traveling with us to Utah. He would have traveled with us to Colorado for spring break because he was going to stay at my dad's house, but as if people have listened to the podcast, we went to Colorado and my dad wasn't there, and since we rented a slopeside condo, no pet, so he stayed with Kaufman. But, yeah, we travel with our dog quite a bit. And there's times where if the weather's nice, like if we do spring skiing around here, he'll travel with us. He'll just stay in the car, and we'll ski, and we'll come down at lunch and let him out and play with him a little bit and then put him back in the car, and then we're done because he likes getting out too. But, yeah, he's gone cross-country with us for sure.
So how do you travel with him? Do you just leave him? Because Rhino doesn't like to sit. He likes to sit when we're driving. If I ever take him anywhere, he likes to sit on my lap.
Well, of course,
that's not going to work.
He's a lap dog. Of course he does. But our dog is in the back because he's a bigger dog. You know, so he takes up. Half the way back area where you want to put your luggage, and that's why I've got to put. I got one of those luggage plates that you put into the
luggage
rack that you put into the hitch of your truck to carry other stuff. But, yeah, he just travels in the back. I mean, if you're taking Rhino, you'll probably have to buy, like, a smaller cage or something like that and either put him in the back of your car or I don't know if the cage that I loaned you fits in the back of the Caddy or not.
Yeah, I'm wondering about that. That's what I was thinking. I would drop down because the back seat will fold down and it's two pieces. So I could fold down one piece and kind of put it a little up front toward the back of the passenger seat, and that way he can at least see me.
Yeah.
And keep him in the cart in the back.
Yeah, you're going to have to cage him.
Make it all nice for him and stuff.
You're probably going to have to cage him. Then you might be able to sit in your lap for a while and stuff. But, you know, it's kind of funny because traveling with pets is, it can be a pain in the keister. I mean, when you stop for gas and all that stuff, you got to let the dog out, let him go to the bathroom, make sure he's got water and all that stuff. You know, if you're staying in a hotel, you know, more and more hotels are pet friendly and stuff like that. And, you know, we always look in advance and find the pet policy. There have been times where we've snuck the dog in the back door, you know, and taken him in. But, you know, more and more hotel chains are becoming pet friendly. You know, sometimes it crimps your style and reduces what you can do. You know, we had a dog, Cinder, that passed away in 2008, you know, just after the kids were born. We had Cinder. And she was a really good dog, and she'd travel with us, too. But then we went through a long stretch. So when she passed in 2008, Tanner's like 5 or 6 years old. So we didn't get Tanner until like 2015, 2016. So there was an extended period of time where we didn't have a dog, which was really kind of nice, too. You know, you didn't have to worry about it. You know, as you know, you got to worry about it. Even if you're not traveling, let a dog out. Can't be at home too long. It's got to go to the bathroom and all that stuff. And, you know, it's like taking care of another kid to a certain degree. You know, and sometimes traveling can be a pain. So we had that stretch of time where we didn't have a pet at all, which was kind of nice. But, you know, then when you go and get a pet, you go, man, I love my dog and all that stuff.
Yeah, that's worth it.
You know, pros and cons.
You know, I was happy on Saturday because I played in the golf tournament Saturday. So we teed off around 11. So I wanted to get there a little early and get to the range. So I left the house at about 9:45.
Right.
And so I could get up. Well, I had to stop for gas or whatever. And then get up there about a little after 10, hit some balls or whatever. And then it took a long time to play. And
sure.
Then I had to go to your house afterwards. So I wouldn't get to your house till like 5:30.
Right.
Right. So I didn't get home till almost, 6:15 or something. And I let Rhino just, I gave him free roam of the home, and he did fine. He chilled. There was no accidents in the house or anything, and he was good. I was pretty happy about that because that was the longest I've left him alone
right.
since I've had him. And then he's going to have to start getting used to it because I'll be going back into the studio next week, so I'll be leaving every morning instead of hanging out with him all day.
Right.
But I'm just worried because I want to take him down to South Carolina with me so he can meet Grandma.
Right.
And, you know, take him to the beach and stuff. He looks like he's going to love it.
You know, people that don't have pets probably don't understand, but having a pet, pet owners know what it's like. It's like having a family member. You really care for a dog. So you want them to travel with you if you can, if it's possible.
Sure.
You want to take them to the beach and all that, you know, do all that kind of fun stuff because he really is like a member of the family. So you, you want to be able to do all that stuff.
I was even thinking about, you know, I have a remote coming up in May. Oh, just in town here at Bergstrom. I was thinking about taking him with me for that.
What is it?
I'll be outside.
Does it take your pet to work day?
You know.
Yeah, and then when he relieves himself in the parking lot, I'm sure they'll appreciate that.
Don't go in that new Cadillac.
Right. He'll go around marking all his territory on the tires.
Yeah, but I am trying to figure out how to do it. I might have to take a few test runs, but I just want to get your thoughts on that and see how you've done it in the past.
You know, and there'll be a stretch. I'm sure that you can let him sit on your lap and all that stuff. I don't know how antsy he is when you're driving and whatnot, yeah. But, you know, it'll work out. It's, you know, it provides challenges, but it'll work out. You want to take him with you, man. Plus, yep. He wants to get out of the house, right?
Yep, that's for sure. And he's got to meet my mom.
Right, and that's the biggest thing.
Yeah. You got to meet Mama. Okay. All right, well, you'll find out how it goes if you tune into the Bill and Rookie Experience. It starts every morning at 6 a.m. on Sports Radio 107.5 and 1400 The Fan.